Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
A frost advisory continues until 8 a.m. today. Bright sunshine develops with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 75. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, slight chance for showers. Lows around 52. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high of 77, a blend of clouds and sun. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America, Kennebec News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly went into the Easter weekend criticizing the Republican state legislature as they wrapped up their legislative session of 2025, saying that their modifications to the state general fund will cause a roughly $800 million deficit in the coming years for the state of Kansas. KSNT News reports, according to the governor, they say the state expenses are expected to exceed the tax revenue by roughly $700 to $800 million over the next fiscal years, with a press release from the governor saying, quote, today's consensus revenue estimates could be seen as a positive news, but in reality, they underscore the seriousness of the financial predicament ahead. The bizarre and irresponsible budget gimmicks used by the Republican-led legislature spend more than the state takes in by nearly $800 million per year. The state legislature did change how they work on their state budget this year by not waiting for the governor's budget request, but instead creating their own budget committee at the beginning of the session. Speaker Dan Hawkins said they have reduced the total budget by roughly 5.4% or $42.3 million.
Spring showers bring huge savings at Rusty and Ford. The deals are pouring in. Take advantage of employee pricing. You pay what we pay on all 2024 and most 2025 vehicles. Yep, you heard it right. You pay what we pay. That means discounts as high as $14,000. Wash away high payments and soak up these deals while they last with this special from Ford. From America, for America. Employee pricing across our lineup of trucks and SUVs. Your dream vehicle is waiting at Rusty Egg Ford. But just like a spring storm, these deals won't last long.
You don't want to miss these savings, Ford. Come see us at Rusty Egg Ford, where the deals are absolutely unbeatable.
Visit Rusty Egg Ford or online at RustyEggFord.com. Stock number 214-907, 66,040 MSRP, 52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
Health officials across the state of Kansas are warning individuals that there was another spread, possibly, of the measles in the state, especially around the Garden City area, saying that if you were at the Clarion Inn in Garden City on April 8th, 9th, or 10th, that health officials say that you may have been exposed to the measles virus. KSNT News reports, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say the measles virus can stay in the air and on surfaces for up to 2 hours, is highly contagious, and anyone that was at the Clarion Hotel in Garden City on any of those dates should watch for symptoms, avoid high-risk settings, and talk to a healthcare provider.
So measles is a respiratory virus. It's very contagious. You don't even have to have contact with a person. You can just have it in a room and also be contracted. It starts off with fever and cough, conjunctivitis. There's an incubation period of a few days. Then there's the prodrome, which are the fever, and then you get the rash.
Mid-America Network News.
Ever thought about what kind of curveballs Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, according to the Nebraska Secretary of State's office, with their latest announcement, they say the state of Nebraska has been recognized with the National Clearinghouse Award with their communications category for the voter ID campaign that was aimed at informing citizens across the state about new voter identification requirements that started in 2024. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the Clearinghouse Awards, also known as the Clearies, are awarded by the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission, or the EAC, at the federal level to celebrate hard work of election officers around the nation. In a statement from the Secretary of State, Bob Evnen, he said, quote, our staff did an excellent job resulting in a smooth and effective implementation of the new voter ID procedures across the state, ensuring that Nebraska voters are well prepared to cast their votes efficiently and securely. It's one of our top priorities. The honor program from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission says that the honor was going into its ninth year. Mid-America Network News.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners continued a discussion with the architect and county sheriff who presented a plan for the remodel and construction of a 30-bed facility at the current jail site. The new construction portion would be 6,900 square feet, the existing remodel 3,900 square feet, initial cost estimates between $6 and $7.5 million. County Treasurer advised at last week's meeting, since taxes are due on a Saturday, May 10th, the office would be open all day Friday, May 9th for tax collection. Free dump days in Washington County will be May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. City of Washington will only pick up one day, May 1st, and will start at the south end of town. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from the county attorney at last week's meeting regarding use of tax credits for economic development and with improvements throughout the county. A motion was passed to sign interlocal agreements with affected entities with recent adoption of a new neighborhood revitalization program for Nemahal County. Kansas Insurance Commissioner released data on claims paid in 2024 with nearly $57,000 for a combined $612 million. County report is available on the department website at insurance.ks.gov. Marshall County had $6.1 million in claims paid. Nemahal County, nearly $4 million. And Washington County, $525,000 in 2024. This data includes the number of total claims, as well as the amount paid for those claims across several types of storm losses, including hail, wind, water damage, and other weather-related claim losses for homeowner and automobile policies. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County April 12th. Carrie A. Schnell, age 45, of Axtell, apparently passed out. Her vehicle went off the road, struck a fence post and a tree. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. Nebraska State Senator Myron Dorn was our public affairs guest this past weekend. He commented on committees that he serves, among other business.
Well, I'm on just the Appropriations Committee. We have 14 standing committees in our legislature, and every senator except the speaker, we have 49 senators, and every senator except the speaker is on a committee every day of the week. Some are on two different committees, some on three. Appropriations just on one, and like I said, every 2 years, this is the first year of a two-year session. They call it a two-year 109th legislature, two-year session. First year, we developed the budget for the 2 years.
Theodore W. Ted Pinkham, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ted Pinkham. Catherine L. Kathy Stellick, age 78, of Pawnee City, passed away April 13th. Memorial service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian First Christian Church, Pawnee City. Nernman, at a later date, the Czech National Cemetery, rural Humboldt. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Kathy Stalick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, a muffin, rice, Malibu blend, and apple rings. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. There will be a chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in lower to mid 50s. South winds around 10 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms then become likely into Wednesday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s. Then rain showers still possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain likely early on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Some rain showers possible Saturday, sunny with our highs in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 68, record high in this date 94. The average low 44 and the record low 21 degrees. Sunset this evening 8:10, sunrise in the morning at 6:41. Despite the promise, we settled for just 10 hundredths of an inch of rain Easter Sunday. Sunshine is back. It's 37 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 21st of April. Key and DY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Does Houston have a problem? Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Three of the four home teams winning their series openers yesterday in the NBA. The other, Golden State. Warriors get 31 from Steph Curry, 25 from Jimmy Butler. They take the series opener in Houston, 95-85 over the Rockets for Steve Kerr. Win number 100 as a coach. Top seed in the West, the Thunder blow out Memphis.
The Thunder, the best team in the league all year long with 68 wins, their biggest playoff win ever. It's the largest game one win in the history of the NBA playoffs. As the Oklahoma City Thunder beat down Memphis by 51, 131-80 the final.
Mark Hestischer on ESPN Radio. After the loss, John Morant shortened to the point, quote, "We will never play that bad again." In the East, top seed Cleveland, 121-100 over Miami. Cavs hitting 18 threes in the win. Celtics get 30 from Derek White in a 103-86 win over the Magic in game one of that series. On the ice, series openers, Vegas topped the Wild 4-2. Hurricanes 4-1 over the Devils. Maple Leafs blow out the Senators 6-2. Baseball, the Padres beat the Astros 3-2 in the Sunday night matchup. San Diego is 16-6. Angels went to the ninth down 4-1, but
he swings at that one, lines a ball. Fair! It's going to roll down in the left side. The Angels have already tied up the game. Here comes Neto. He's coming home. Here's the throw. He's safe. He's safe. The Angels have come away with the victory. A walk-off.
Angels Radio AM 830. Dodgers beat Texas 1-0. Third shutout of the season and second of the series. Guardians sweep the Pirates with a 5-4 10-inning win. Mets sweep the Cardinals 7-4. Yankees shut out the Rays 4-0. Brewers roll over the Athletics 14-1. Speaking of being steamrolled, Reds edge Baltimore 24-2. Nationals beat the Rockies 3-2, but Washington wins with zero RBI.
What's the best way to refresh your spring wardrobe? Easy. Just come into Macy's and meet with one of our free personal stylists. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends and styles. They know how to find the looks, fits, and sizes that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off purchases at your first session. So book your free appointment in-store or at macys.com/personal stylist and walk out with a whole new spring wardrobe at 20% off. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Spring into deals with fresh savings at Lowe's. Right now, get four Stay Green or premium 2-cubic-foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances and save $50 on every $500 you spend on select LG appliances. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate at Lowe's.com for more details or qualifying items. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Graduation season is here and Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has the selection of party favorites to match the moment. From mouth-watering pulled pork, juicy chicken wings and thighs, savory baked beans with burnt ends and all the sides to make your grad's party the top of its class. Make graduation a day to remember with catering options from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
In the market for a used pickup priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2023 Ford F-150 XLT Sport Package, a 2022 Silverado 1500 Custom, 2021 Silverado 3500 HD. It's a one-owner priced under $40,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Jim Ryan. The first Latin American pope in the 2,000-year history of the Catholic Church has died. The statement about the death of Pope Francis came overnight from Vatican official Bishop Kevin Farrell. Quote, "The Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the house of the Father. His entire life was dedicated to the service of the Lord and his church," unquote. Hours earlier, before an adoring crowd in Vatican Square, a frail-looking Francis gave his Easter blessing.
Maestro, this is a ceremony.
Chosen to lead the world's 1.4 billion Catholics after the death of Pope Benedict XVI in 2013, the Argentine-born Jorge Mario Bergoglio brought personal humility to his position, but his embrace of the poor and disenfranchised invited criticism from traditionalists. He was hospitalized for 5 weeks earlier this year for an infection that led to double pneumonia. Pope Francis has died at 88. This is ABC.
There will be an estate auction for Everett and Joan Spoonoggle Saturday, April 26th, beginning at 9:30, just north of Frankfort on the west side of Highway 99. Selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9:30, then collectibles, guns sell at noon, then furniture. They may run two rings part of a day. Tools include a radio alarm saw, upright drill press, 1,000-watt generator, table saw, grinder, jointer, sander, router, planer, plus many hand tools. John Deere 3-point single bottom plow, Troy-Bilt rear tine tiller. Guns again sell at noon. They'll have antiques and collectibles, including a Lionel train set in the original box, some old violins and a guitar, some old Oddfellow memorabilia, bags of costume jewelry and small collectible items, many items from the late 1800s to early 1900s. Furniture and appliances include a trestle table for storing leaves and six mission style chairs. Three cushion sofa, two lazy boy rocker recliners, power electric recliner, patio table set with six chairs, front load washer electric dryer, side by side refrigerator, nearly new, and other miscellaneous. This estate auction for Everett and Jones Spinoggle, Saturday, April 26th, begins at 9:30, just north of Frankfort on the west side of Highway 99. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Farm Service Agency is talking about, as you put those seeds in the ground and go into another planting season, the opportunity for individuals to be able to sign up for the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, saying it's a major program with being able to help to get approved for farm loans and to keep your crops safe and your peace of mind at safe as you go into another year.
Yeah, one thing we have going on that really is a lot of program activity right now is the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP. We've seen a lot of activity. You know, that I think the program was announced on March 18th, and already through the applications we got in, we've rolled out roughly $340 million in payments. So
that was Josh Ritter, the director for the Kansas Farm Service Agency, as he was chatting with the Kansas State University's Agriculture Today show, where he talked about the program that was created, being the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, to try and help with the ongoing rise of input costs for farmers.
The payments are being made under this program to help producers mitigate the impacts of increased input costs and falling commodity prices. So that's what they're there to help. You know, since we've seen lower commodity prices, they came out of this program to help with that.
Finally, he goes on to talk about that if you are interested, what may be eligible to qualify for the program.
Yeah, eligible acreage is any acreage that was reported as being intended for harvesting, grazing, silage, or similar purposes. There are some caveats there when it comes to intended use of that, of some of those things, and double cropping, things like that. So
overall, the agricultural community is also looking at different ways to try and help out many of the farmers with the lack of a passage of a farm bill and some of the government contracts that are being cut, with the ongoing Department of Government Efficiency looking at cutting out what they say is, quote, wasteful programs. For more information, you can look it up through the Kansas Farm Service Agency or for the national link, and for the applications, you can find it online at farmers.gov. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Lewinberger in Waterville has dependable Sim-Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewinberger today at Waterville, 785-268-0645.
47.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Filamentous algae, also commonly referred to as pond moss, is something people could find in their ponds this time of year. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken explains various plants that can be found in water. He says how different types of algae can be identified.
Yeah, there's three main types of filamentous algae. They all kind of look the same, and treatment's going to be the same. But the one that shows up earliest is called Spirogyra, and it's bright green. It's really slimy if you pick it up, and so that's an easy way to identify that one. Pitophora is a really, it's called horsehair algae. It's really long, and it feels really coarse, just like horsehair would. And then Cladophora is the most common filamentous algae that we see in Kansas, and if you pick that up, you can kind of squeeze it out like a cotton ball. If you rub it between your fingers, it kind of feels like cotton. So not a lot of people want to go get their hands on the slimy pond algae or pond moss that we're seeing, but that's how we would identify it if we went out to your pond.
Gerken discusses the other categories of plants in a pond.
Plants are broken down into four main groups. Algae is one of them. There is submerged vegetation, so plants that grow underwater all of the time. There is emergent vegetation, so we like to say that their roots are wet, but then the plant itself grows out of the water. And so if we think of like a cattail that likes to have its roots in the water, and then most of the plant out of the water itself, that would be emergent vegetation. And then floating vegetation, which is vegetation that floats on the surface, like duckweed or watermeal. So identifying which type of plant you have is really important. Not necessarily the species, but what type is very important.
Remembering that ponds are closed systems is important when it comes to treating the water.
You know, anything that we do in the system, it's not going to just go away. And so if we think about killing these plants with an herbicide, which is a lot of times what people want to do, that's great. And that is definitely a tool. But if we only use herbicide, those plants are going to die. They're going to sink to the bottom and decompose and basically turn into compost for the seed bank that is down there. So you're going to see this cycle where the plants go away for a short period of time. And then those nutrients, once they're released, are picked up and they grow again. And so you have that constant cycle. So we need to introduce some other techniques, things like raking out some of the vegetation, using a parachute skimmer if it's floating vegetation, different techniques to make sure we get that plant matter out of the pond and those nutrients out of the pond so they can't just turn into fertilizer for some of the other seeds that we have in the pond.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken with how people can identify and handle pond moss in their ponds. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Monday sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Denny reports a shorter run of cattle for today's sale. They will have a special on Thursday afternoon. That will be a cow, calf, and bred cow sale. Thursday, April 24th, beginning at 4 o'clock. A little bit more on that later, but the early consignments for sale today, beginning 11:30 with cattle and hay, 3 red Angus bull, heifer, bottle calves, 2 weeks old, 10 black heifers, 30 days weaned and vaccinated, they're weighing 600 pounds, 5 black steers and heifers, 3 months weaned and November vaccinated, they're weighing 4 to 550. Again, shorter run of cattle for today. They've got some hay they'll sell as well. Sale time 11:30 on Monday with a Thursday, special cow, calf, and bred cow sale beginning at 4 o'clock. They are accepting consignments for that sale at Beatrice 77 Livestock.
Cilantro is one herb that can generate strong opinions. We'll tell you what drives the anti-cilantro crowd on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 21st, the 111th day of the year. Actor Tony Danza has a birthday, and on this day 107 years ago, Germany's World War I flying ace, the Red Baron, was shot down. To most of us, cilantro is an herb that punches up everything from rice to dips to Mexican fare. But for others, the innocuous leaf generates an almost visceral reaction. They experience cilantro as having a soapy or metallic flavor. It's an interesting study in genetic variants that account for how our senses decode the herb's fragrance. It's estimated that 10 to 15% of people with European ancestry carry a genetic variant which decodes the cilantro fragrance differently. So if you know someone with an aversion to the herb, be understanding. They can't help it. It's in their genes. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine 37 degrees. And we'll look for a warm-up today on through the rest of this week after a chilly Easter weekend with just 0.1 inch of rain out of it Easter Sunday. We'll look for highs back in the middle 70s today, approaching 80 by Tuesday. Another round of showers Wednesday into Thursday. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals snapped a six-game losing streak yesterday as they were able to get one out of four wins against the Detroit Tigers. The Royals win yesterday 4-3. Afterwards, Matt Quatrio, the Royals manager, talked about what it's like to end a losing streak.
Relief is a good word. Excitement's a good word. I mean, look, we know we're going to go through some tough stretches. This was a tough road trip against good teams. We feel like we're a good team. We're going to play better than we've played this week, that's for sure. You just don't know when it's going to happen. But any day is an opportunity to make the most of it. There were a lot of big performances today, and I'm really happy for the guys.
Yeah, I thought our it was a sweep for the Kansas Jayhawks over the weekend against the Kansas State Wildcats. KU wins Friday 5-3. Then they played a doubleheader on Saturday. KU wins the first game 6-3, the second game 6-5. Mid-America Network Sports.
Lewiston Consolidated School hosted their first track meet in 35 years last week, showcasing their new track and football facility. Valley Heights Softball will host Blue Valley Monday, while the Mustang Baseball team is at Blue Valley. Frankfurt Baseball is host to Centralia. Tuesday, Marysville Boys Golf at Abilene. Track teams at Republic County, with MHS Softball and Baseball teams at Wamego Tuesday.
KNDY.